Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, our thanks to Brian Haney for making time for us today. Looking forward to his weekly reports on a Wednesday, courtesy of the Mattress Hub. Don't forget anything, anytime that you miss anything here on Sports Daily. You can retrieve it via the podcast. Go to kfhradio.com, download, and take it with you. It's that simple.
Also,
let's get to... Yes.
If you are, for example, going out of town on Labor Day weekend, you can take us with you then by downloading the radio.com app. Take KFH.
Which is great.
Wherever you go. Yep.
Absolutely. So make it a part of your listening habits. As we do each and every day, OTD, on this day in history, August 21st, it happened on this day in sports, courtesy of our friends from Superior Rents at 21st and Ridge. They are your equipment rental headquarters.
On this day in 1901, Joe McGinnity was suspended and initially kicked out of baseball for punching and spitting on an umpire. He later apologized, and he the commissioner, or AL president, rather, Ban Johnson, wanted to suspend him forever. But later, after McGinnity apologized, his suspension was cut down to 12 days.
Wait a minute. So he went from lifetime
forever
to 12 days.
To 12 days, yeah.
There you go. Now, that's some disparity.
McGinnity was a pitcher and went 26-20 in 1901. With 39 complete games and 382 innings pitched. So even though he was suspended for 12 days, he led the American League in innings with 382. But apparently, I don't know whether he learned his lesson or not, but played with John McGraw.
Yes.
And apparently John McGraw's teams fought all the time. And in a brawl that erupted in the game against the Tigers on this day in 1901, McGinnity had enough of Tom Connolly, the umpire, spit on him and punched him.
Well, I mean, we had Robbie Alomar, who revisited that later.
What's worse, throwing a punch or spitting on somebody?
I think spitting on someone.
Man, that's no bueno. Spitting on somebody.
That's pretty low.
Yep.
Yeah. So,
on this day in 1926, White Sox pitcher Ted Lyons threw a no-hitter. It was against the Red Sox, I'm sorry to state.
Thank you.
But it took 1 hour and 7 minutes.
Wow. Huh.
You can't play three innings in an hour and 7 minutes nowadays.
No, not good for a late-arriving crowd.
Oh,
they might have
man.
Seen the last out.
67 minutes, Ted Lyons threw a no-hitter. Ted Lyons, in case you're curious, led the league in wins a couple of times back in the early 20s with the White Sox. And also twice led the league in complete games with 30 and 29. He completed 356 of his 484 games in the big leagues.
What do you suppose the record is in big league baseball for fewest numbers of pitches thrown in a complete game win?
Well, I don't know if Greg Maddux has it. But he's the one that made it famous. I mean, he had a CG where he threw like 76 pitches once.
Which is just ridiculous.
It's called a Maddux nowadays if you can throw one in under 100 pitches. But that's probably worth looking up.
Well, if it's an hour and seven, he didn't use many pitches.
No, he didn't.
And the other guy was throwing pretty good, too.
Mm-hmm.
So...
On this day in 1982, Raleigh Fingers from the Brewers becomes the first ever pitcher to get save number 300. Your boy, Spike Owen.
Thank you.
On this day in 1986, amid a two-out, 11-run rally in the sixth inning, ended up scoring six times in a 24-5 win over the Cleveland Indians.
He was a Texas guy, wasn't he, Spike Owen?
I think he was, yes.
Yeah, I think he was.
In 2008.
He was okay.
What?
He was all right.
Yeah, he was all right.
I mean, he was okay. He was just a guy.
In 2008, striker Carly Lloyd scores an extra time as the U.S. beat Brazil 1-0 to take the women's gold medal at the Beijing Olympics. Carly Lloyd yesterday at Philadelphia Eagles practice kicked a 55-yard field goal. Did you see that?
Which was so cool.
That was awesome.
It was absolutely awesome. She couldn't have struck it any better.
Oh, man.
And it was off the deck, too, right?
I'm pretty sure it was
off the deck.
Yeah, she didn't use a tee. And I want to say that those goalposts were even closer together than regulation ones. Don't quote me on that, but they seemed like they were. And she striped it 55 yards.
Just right down the middle. Big Eagles fan, which is cool. Doing it at Eagles camp. So really neat stuff. That was the best video I saw yesterday.
Yeah, mine too.
No question. Closing thoughts, get you ready for tonight. What we have to look forward to as we continue here in a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.